Coming up on this week's show, we'll be chatting with country singer and songwriter Richard Lynch, and he's going to share with us his new single, A Better Place. But first, sports fans, let's head on over to the Sports Corner with Clint as he catches us up on what happened in the MLB, NBA, and NFL world. So definitely stay tuned. You're listening to the What's Up Cindy B Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Wayne Brady for the Will Rogers Institute.
Hey folks, I've got something that will truly revolutionize your life. It's called exercise. It will get you from here to there, allow you to spend time with your family and meet new people, cut inches from your waistline, and improve the quality of your life. Even help improve your self-image.
Sexy.
So when you've got to choose between moving around or lying on the couch, choose exercise. You won't be sorry.
For your free booklet, visit WRinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Welcome back to the What's Up Cindy B Radio Show. It is time to go to the Sports Corner with Clint. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing, Miss Cindy B?
I am doing good. Okay, so let's head on over to the MLB. Now, the Rangers just had a not-so-good season. Well, not season. A not-so-good game against the New York Yankees. They won two, but they lost two.
Yeah, and both of the two that they lost in the ninth inning. And then
really
one
bad.
Of the two that they won in the ninth inning. So kind of, you know, just a quick recap of that four-game series. The first game, it was raining in New York, and the game was late getting started because of the rain. And then in the ninth inning, Joe Girardi came out and asked for a delay for his guys because – Chapman, his closer, was not on his stuff that night. He was granted the delay. They restarted the game at 2:30 local time in New York, 1:30 our time. The Rangers ended up scoring four runs in the ninth inning to come back and win that game. Then the Rangers win easily the next day. Then we go to the game three of that series, and the Rangers have a huge lead going into the ninth inning. They're up 7-4. They end up losing 9-7 in that game. The bullpen just fell apart. Sam Dyson is absolutely exhausted at this point in the season. He is not a closer. He was not expecting to be a closer for the Rangers, and it is catching up to him, having made so many appearances already. He leads Major League Baseball in appearances for a bullpen pitcher. So really he leads baseball in appearances for all pitchers right now. So he is just getting used a lot. So then we go to game four. It's a one-run game, and the Rangers end up losing that game also in the ninth inning. They didn't have Sam Dyson available. They're trying to make do with some other bullpen guys, and they just could not keep the Yankees from scoring. The Yankees actually end up scoring on a pass ball where the catcher did not grab a hold of the ball and allows the runner to score from third base. So not the best series. Surprisingly, you know, the issue that we thought that the Rangers would be having, which was starting pitching, is actually getting the job done. The starting pitching has come out there. They have pitched well. They've done a great job of keeping the team in games. It's the bullpen that has fallen apart late in the games for them that has been the issue. When, you know, starting pitching is where you have all the injuries, and your bullpen guys have pretty much stayed the same. So Game 81 is tonight. It is taking place as we record that. That is the halfway point of the season. The All-Star game is coming up, so there will be a week-long break. And then very shortly after the All-Star game, we will have the trade deadline. You know, rumors are circulating like crazy right now for the Rangers. I would expect them to add at least one bullpen piece, maybe two guys to that bullpen. Maybe try to find a true closer on the market. They're going to probably dump one of their catchers because they do have three catchers right now on the roster and probably a middle infielder because with Profar, Odor, and Elvis, they just have too many right now, and they need to find a way to either turn one of those guys into something that can help them and let the other guys play without having to give up time. So, you know, we've got a lot going on for the Rangers right now. The good news is they still, you know, have one of the better records in all of baseball. They still lead their division by double digits. So, yeah, it wasn't a pretty series, but everything is still good for the Rangers right now.
All right. So let's talk about the other teams. Now, what's going on with the Indians making a franchise history?
Yeah, they today won their 13th game in a row. Now, it took 19 full innings of baseball for them to win this game. They went on a late home run in the 19th inning, a game that was tied after nine, and it took them 10 extra innings to find a winner. But they have won 13 straight games. They are on an absolute tear right now. Everybody will probably remember, because of the movie Moneyball, the Athletics set the Major League Baseball record with 20. So Cleveland is closing in on that. They set a franchise record, though, at 13 straight.
So another really interesting article that I read is about the Red Sox are banned 1 year from signing international prospects.
So what that goes to is a few years ago, all three, really all four major sports franchises in America had their bargaining agreements run out. And they all signed brand new bargaining agreements. You know, the NBA and the NFL's kind of were much more popularized than Major League Baseball's, and that theirs were almost ended up in lockouts. So, but as a part of it with Major League Baseball, before this new bargaining agreement, you could basically, outside of a few countries, go and find any major, you know, any player out there that was not within an American country and a few of the Spanish-speaking countries. Those guys had to be drafted. Now you have an international draft, and you can't just go out and sign these guys for the most part. Now, there are a few countries where you can still go sign them, but they must be at least 16 years of age or older to offer them a contract. So what is happening is that Major League Baseball is saying that the Boston Red Sox are not playing by these new rules that have been set up. They're playing by some of the old rules still.
Another article that I saw that I thought it was really, really, really interesting is that Disney is maybe going to buy a stake in the MLB video unit, and that's going to value up to $3.5 billion.
Well, you know, Disney has always been a big proponent of sports. They are the owners of ESPN. They used to own the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. That was their sports franchise. The Disney company owned that based off of their movie franchise, the Mighty Ducks. So, you know, they've always been really involved with sports, and Disney's got the golden touch, and they have more money to spend right now than just about anybody, if you keep up with anything that Disney's doing. So not a huge surprise. What exactly they will do with it, I don't know. But there's a lot of Major League Baseball videos out there to be had and to use for things.
Well, we'll see how that goes. All right, you have any more MLB news?
I think that's it for baseball for this week.
All right, let's head on over to the NBA. What you got?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest news for Mavs fans today, free agency has just started. Both of their main guys that they were targeting have decided to stay with their teams. One of them signing the largest deal ever in NBA history. The other, Hassan from Miami, has chosen to stay with Miami. A lot of people thought he would go to the Lakers. And then for the Mavericks, Chandler Parsons has decided to leave the Mavericks, and he will go to the Grizzlies. He signed a deal today with Memphis. And then Dwight Howard, another guy that a lot of people thought would end up with the Mavericks, he is actually going to the Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta is way overpaying Dwight Howard to come there to play basketball. Some big agent free, you know, big name free agents that haven't signed yet. Kevin Durant has not signed yet. He has, you know, a lot of people are expecting him to re-sign with Oklahoma City. The Knicks want to interview him. The Lakers want to interview him. The Clippers want him to come out there. The Warriors want him to come out there. So Kevin Durant is a big name. LeBron James did opt out of his contract in Cleveland, so he is technically a free agent, but everybody just expects that to be a formality at this point, that he will re-sign with Cleveland and fairly quickly. Dirk Nowitzki has not signed a new deal yet with the Mavericks, but again, most people just expect that to be a formality at this point, that he will re-sign with the Mavericks. So it's just a, you know, it's going to be who is out there that the Mavericks can sign and who will take the amount of money that they can offer them at this point. But free agency is underway, and we have had some pretty big signings. And for the most part, with the exception of Dwight Howard and Chandler Parsons, everybody has re-signed with the team that they were already on.
Well, I mean, you mentioned really big signings. Well, I'm pretty sure you heard about Mike Conley and the Grizzlies agreeing to the biggest NBA contract in NBA history. I mean,
yes.
$153 million. Wow.
Yeah, and that's in part to do that the NBA has greatly increased the salary cap this year. For these teams. So they have more money this year than they have ever had in the history of the NBA to sign players. So max deals are going to get bigger. You're going to be able to sign more guys to max deals depending on what their max deals are. And that's why a guy like Kevin Durant can go play with Golden State, because you would think, well, Golden State has all those superstars. How in the world could they afford Kevin Durant? Well, some of those superstars, they still have a rookie contract. And then they just have more money now. So everybody's going to have more money. So you're going to see a lot more deals like this. And eventually over time, you know, you're going to see somebody beat that amount. But yes, the Grizzlies have shelled out a lot of money today on free agents.
Do you have any more NBA news?
I think that's it. You know, we'll keep an eye on this free agency thing and see where everybody ends up and see if, you know, there's a little bit of talk of Kevin Durant going to San Antonio. So, you know, we'll see who ends up here in Texas with us.
Yeah. Well, let's head on over to the NFL. And this ties into what we're talking about, the NBA free agency. People are flabbergasted, you know, I'm quoting ESPN here, that a lot of NFL players are like, well, what the heck? Why are they getting paid that, and why am I getting paid what I'm getting paid? So, I mean, some NFL players are, let's just say, envious of what's going on with the NBA.
Yeah, and, you know, the NFL has been the top dog as far as moneymaker for a long time now, but you are certainly starting to see a shift. If you looked at the numbers that the NBA Finals pulled in per market, it was, you know, way up for the NBA. And, you know, when you go and look among a lot of young people, which is the next generation of sports fans, the NBA is their sport. It is not the NFL. The NFL is something that, okay, you know, the NBA is not on, so I'll watch football. But the NBA is their sport. So there is a huge culture shift going on right now in the world of sports towards the NBA.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, since the NBA is the number two and they don't have as much money as the NFL, but they have a good amount of it, there aren't near as many players on an NBA team, so that you can have more guys making a larger sum of money than you can in the NFL. It takes 52 guys to field an NFL team, whereas it takes 10 to field an NBA team. So when you have two groups that are making almost the same amount of money, and you have to divide the money between 52 guys, and you have to divide the money between 10 guys, who's going to get more money per person? Well, it's the group only getting 10 guys paid. So there is a lot of envy there. And, you know, every time this comes around, we look at that last collective bargaining agreement from the NFL, and every single time people are saying, you know, the NFLPA, the Players Association, did not do a good job negotiating that contract. and they kept trying to get more money and get more money, and they kept budging on other things to try to get their money. And at the end of the day, they didn't get the money that they wanted, and they budged on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for example, I'm looking at all these tweets, NFL players. I mean, this one is from Carolina Panthers, Eric Ebron, $153 million. NBA, y'all hiring? You got a tweet from Darius Slay. Man, what a time to be alive to be an NBA bench player. Josh Boyce, it's Christmas in the NBA right now. I mean, you have all of these NFL players, even this one. We getting peanuts compared to these NBA and MLB Pats. Whoa. This is from TJ Ward. I mean,
yeah.
These NFL players are not happy about it.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of them shouldn't be. Andrew Luck just signed a new deal this year, 7 years, $135 million over 7 years. So when you compare that to 5 years and $135 million, you know, the NBA has given a lot better contracts. So it just boils down to you got a lot more guys playing in the NFL than you do in the NBA. And the NBA's Players Association did a little bit better job negotiating their deal than the NFL one did.
Yeah. Well, let's keep on going with the NFL. Apparently, speaking about the Panthers, their Panthers star, Kawan Short, he's been the most respected player in the Panthers. Well, apparently, he is lobbying to get paid more.
Well, and, you know, we go through this a lot during the NFL offseason. A lot of guys think that they're worth more money than they are, or that they need more money than they're getting, or, you know, the contract that they signed wasn't a good one, or, hey, they overplayed that contract that they had and they deserve a new one based on the level of play that they were offering. So this is nothing new. You know, the Panthers just went to a Super Bowl, so they have guys on that team that expect to get paid. Seattle went through this last year. Kim Chancellor held out into the season trying to get a new contract to get more money. So same story, different guy. And, you know, we go through this pretty much every offseason. But, yeah, there are a lot of these NFL guys that deserve to be paid a lot more than they're getting paid.
Yeah. Okay, so let's head on over to the Dallas Cowboys. One former Cowboy player is going to prison.
Former Cowboy C.J. Spiller is going to prison for a while. He was convicted of a rape from a Grapevine hotel. Mm-hmm. He could have served up to 20 years in prison. I believe that the sentencing was 5 years. Is that correct?
Yes, 5 years.
Mm-hmm. 5 years, yeah. So I guess the jury deliberated for 2 hours on whether or not he was guilty, and the judge deliberated for an hour on how much of a sentence to give him. So he was given 5 years in a rape case. He did take the stand in his own defense and say that he did have relations with the girl, but said that they were consensual. She said that they were not. At that point, it's pretty much a sealed case. You know, he said, she said, they'll take the she said.
Yeah. Well, another person that I just don't know what to say about him, Johnny Manziel, again in the headlines for getting suspended again for God knows what. So take it away.
Well, this time Johnny Manziel is being suspended 4 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy. So that means that he could have taken anything from steroids to illegal medications to over-the-counter medications that he couldn't take to illegal drugs. So I think Johnny's issues and drug uses are pretty well documented at this point. There were several pictures released in the last couple of weeks of him with cocaine, him with marijuana, him with other guys with mushrooms or marijuana. You know, his dad came out this week and said, jail is the best thing for my son, because if not, I'll be burying him very soon. Now, the interesting thing is, today is July 1st as we are recording this. Johnny Manziel made a vow that on July 1st, he was going sober. and will make his begin his league comeback so that a team can find him. So it'll be very interesting to see how long exactly he lasts. Maybe he can just turn it on and off like that, but I severely doubt that a guy that is in as deep as Johnny Manziel is can do that. But hopefully maybe this will be a wake-up call for him and he can finally get some help.
I am hoping he turns his life around because he is just wasting it. And it for what? I always say this, for what? I mean, he has, well, I don't know if he still has it, but he had amazing talent. So now all you see about him is going to jail, going to court, getting suspended. He is partying at some hotel or he is doing something he's not supposed to. I mean, you're getting a bad rep, Johnny. Come on now, really?
Yeah, it really is unfortunate for him. I mean, at this point, things are way out of control. When people are saying that they're finding you with, you know, cocaine bags all over your body passed out in a hotel room or whatever the case may be, that's the point that it's out of control and that you're going to have to get help. And he's going to have to learn that pretty quick. And we'll see how long this I'm going to be sober thing lasts that started today.
I don't know. Okay. So what else you got?
I think that's it for the world of sports for this week. It's been a fun week for sure, but it keeps moving on. The NFL camps start here in about a week and a half or so, and before we know it, we'll be in preseason.
All right. So where can we follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter at CavemanK, and Caveman is spelled just like Clint, with a K.
All right, Clint, if you could hold it, I'll be right with you.
All righty.
All right, coming up next, we'll be chatting with singer and songwriter Richard Lynch, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
Summer isn't fun when you're hungry.
Give me a math quiz.
I'll stay after class.
I'll clean the chalkboard.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
If your child relies on free school lunches, we can help provide them with free meals this summer. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the What's Up Cindy B radio show. It is time to talk to a brand new artist, and I am very excited to introduce y'all to Richard Lynch. How are you?
Well, Cindy, I'm doing good, and thanks for having me.
I am very excited to have you on, mainly because you have a beautiful voice. I listened to your song, and we're going to play a little in a few, but mainly because I'm a big country fan. Now, I got to ask you, when did you realize that you wanted to be a country singer?
Well, at an early age, my dad was a well-established guitar picking, singing kind of guy, and I always had great country music in the household we grew up in, and you know, my dad played with people like Bobby Bear and Glenn Campbell and the Osborne Brothers, and so I was influenced at an early age about, you know, that traditional sound. And my dad got me up on his stage and entertained some folks at the grand old age of 8. So I was bit real early by the country music bug. That's something I knew I wanted to do.
Man, I bet just being on stage with your dad was a memorable occasion for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like I said, that was dad, and I knew at a pretty early age that I would, come to realize that dad was pretty special, and, you know, especially he'd be playing with these people that we'd watch on Saturday on television, you know, like, well, heck, dad's playing with these guys, man, this must be pretty cool, so,
goodness.
I knew dad was pretty special, and that made me pretty proud at an early age, for sure.
Oh, I bet. So What age were you when you tried to do this more professionally?
Well, my first paid gig was I was 15 years old.
Wow.
It's funny enough that the guitar player also played banjo, and we had a grand total of 9 songs between the two of us, and we got hired for some folks to play their wedding reception. And when the 9 songs was over, we just started over again. So,
nice.
But it was fun.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, my goodness. So where are you located mainly?
I am just north of Cincinnati, Ohio, just south of Dayton. We have a farm that we live in. Our little town's called Waynesville, Ohio. So in Warren County, not too far from Kings Island area, if anybody knows about that area.
I did not know about that area. So, but you learn something new every single day.
That's right. That's right. You know, there's a lot of good country music influence here. We are blessed, and my family is from Eastern Kentucky, and you know, there's a lot of great country music traditional folks that comes out of Eastern Kentucky. My dad was from there, and so they moved up to southwestern Ohio. Looking for work, and a lot of folks did that, and so that's where the traditional sound and the influence came from, of that Eastern Kentucky sound. So there's a lot of great country pickers and singers around our area.
That is too cool. So do you travel along with your band, or are you just mainly in the Ohio, Cincinnati area?
We play all over Texas, Florida, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, and all parts between.
Oh, my goodness. You are busy.
We are all over the place.
Wow, that is awesome. With you traveling all that time, how does your family handle that? Is it hard?
You know, they're pretty good about it. We got a bunch of support in the family, and it's great to be, you know, back home. But, you know, we're home a lot, don't get me wrong. But, you know, there's times we'll go out for a 3-week, 4-week, and as much as a 5-week run.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that kind of, you know, it takes a little bit of stamina, and it takes a little bit of effort on some folks making sure the home front's taken care of. We have horses and donkeys and everything else here at the farm. So we got to have some folks that help us, you know, so,
yeah.
So we can do all these things.
Oh, I bet just working with horses and donkeys, like you mentioned, it's a full-time job in itself, so not a whole lot of time to dedicate to your music, right?
Well, the music is my absolute priority this time. So, yeah, we do a little, everything is about the music. So if we have an opportunity to leave, like this weekend we were playing, or actually in the morning we're leaving for Monroe, Louisiana. So we're playing with Uncle Cy and Duck Dynasty this weekend. So just a lot of things are happening for us just around the country right now. So it's been great for us.
Now, you mentioned that you have played in Texas. Do you ever play in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
As a matter of fact, I have. I played back in early spring in Fort Worth. At the daggonest coolest little country honky tonk I've ever been in was down there, and for right now the name is escaping me, but it's right there in the Fort Worth area. Oh, I apologize, I can't think of the name right now, but it'll come to me shortly.
Would it be the White Elephant?
Little
Red's Cafe.
Okay, there
Longhorn Saloon. It was awesome.
There you go. Wow, that is too cool. Okay, so let's talk about your writing skills. Do you write most of the songs, or do you have a team that helps you?
Well, I like to write. I enjoy writing, and I'm kind of getting to where, I'll collaborate with another band member or something, and we write some songs. It's something that I enjoy doing. Unfortunately, none of my tunes are on my current CD. We are in the making for the future CD end of this year, first of next, and we plan on having 2 or 3 of our own tunes that's going to be on our future CD. But everything that's on this CD now is traditional, hardcore, great country music, and it's something that I wanted to make sure that I had the best of the best out there. Billy Yates is an incredible established musician, singer, songwriter in the industry, and He wrote most of the songs and produced his current Better Place album for me, and it's been an absolute joy to work with Billy, and the rewards that we're getting from this CD is just astronomical. But like I said, I really want to get on the writing industry a little more and focus on that here as time permits.
Okay, so tell us about A Better Place.
A Better Place is one of those songs that it only comes around, you know, just once in a while. I mentioned Billy earlier. Billy Yates wrote the song, and he submitted hundreds and hundreds of songs to me to listen to. And the first time I heard the demo on this song, I was completely blown away. And I've been listening to people, and people have been making the comment, you know, Richard, this song is unique. Richard, this song is special. And I've been having people tell me that, you know, this is today's He Stopped Loving Her Today. And I think about that, and that's the best compliment, most wonderful compliment I could ever be received, because George Jones was a huge influence on me. Mm-hmm. So for someone to compare my music and songs to what George Jones has done is astronomical for me, but it kind of makes sense. It's about a young man that realizes he can't have the love he wants, and then I'm not going to spoil it for the folks who haven't heard it, but it's got a great storyline out there, and it's neat to be around folks that appreciate that kind of music for sure.
Oh, most definitely. All right, so here is a little snippet on A Better Place.
I was driving, it was raining, on my way to bring her roses. When I got there, she wasn't there alone. Oh, it tore my world to pieces to know we'd never be together. So I said goodbye and headed off down the road. I couldn't see for the tears had rained. I heard the crash and I felt the pain, and my life was over just like that. But I'm in a better place, no more tears on my face. Up here above the clouds, I can see clearly now. She was my reason for living, and after all the love I'd given,
my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Wow. That is awesome.
Oh, thank you, Cindy.
Oh, my gosh. I am such a big fan of yours right now. Man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. This brought me back to the 90s. You know how great music was back then? I mean, not that music right now isn't awesome, but it just transported me back to that time.
Well, it's it comes from the heart, and in my view and my inspiration about country music, it has to be real. People have to connect with it, mm-hmm. And country music is just that. You know, it's something that's real and genuine, and the steel guitar and the 3 and 4 part background vocals bring such a dynamic sound to this particular song. It was just, and there's nothing better than great traditional country music, and I'm so fortunate to have this song on my CD and getting the response that it's getting right now.
See, and you don't listen to this type of music anymore. I mean, you sometimes do, but you have to play it from back then. You see what I'm saying? So you don't hear it on the radio anymore. And that's
we're doing
sad.
Our best to give the real traditional flavor back out there. And if I may say so, we've had a 12-week run at number one on the Roots music industry right now with that particular song. So I believe that there is an absolute need and interest in that traditional sound again. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do our best to make sure that we can contribute and do our best to keep that traditional sound going. And if you hear Richard Lynch, you know you're going to hear traditional country music, that's for sure.
Well, if I hear you on the radio, I'm going to jump up and down in my seat and say, I interviewed this guy. Oh, my gosh. So that'll be my reaction.
Thank you, Cindy.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you mentioned about a future album and future songs. Tell me about this future project.
Well, I mentioned I like to write a little bit, and there's a couple songs that we have in the tank that I've written. We've had such an immense amount of success with the Better Place album, our current album, that we're not going to let this momentum fade any way, shape, or form. So right now we're putting together different tunes, submitting to get to the 12 we have to have for our future CD. We're not going to settle for anything less that's not absolutely traditional, great country music. Now, that being said, traditional country music can be hard driving honky-tonk, western swing, Bob Wills, to the classic George Jones feeling songs, and everything in between. So I want to make sure there's a lot of diverse, great country music in my CDs, but still focus on the traditional sound.
So, Richard, where can we get more information on possible tour dates? I mean, it would be great if you were to be coming back to the Fort Worth area.
Well, the best way to check out our dates and all our music is go to Richard Lynch Band. That's LYNCH, RichardLynchBand.com. And you can pull out it pulls up and shows all the different dates we're at, all the social media places to buy our music. We're going to be in Texas all about half of January and all of February in 2017. Currently booked all over the place down there, so I know we can cross paths again somewhere. So.
Oh, man, that'd be great if I were just to say thank you so much, shake your hand, and just listen to your songs. I mean, it's going to be awesome. I cannot wait to have you back on the show.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much, honey. You contact me anytime, and to all your listeners out there, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on your show, and I just want to keep real country music out there as long as we can.
That is a really good thing. Seriously, we really appreciate it. If you could
hold
the line.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you. If you could hold the line, we're right with you, okay?
Okay.
So there you have it, another amazing singer on the What's Up Cindy B radio show. And if you want to get more information on Richard, visit his website, www.richardlynchband.com, and you can get a list of all the places that he's going to be traveling, and I would really, really go see him in person. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's an amazing concert. So definitely check him out. We obviously want to thank Clint for coming on and telling us what happened in the sports world, especially now that mainly it's baseball season. So thank you, Clint, for catching us up. And of course, thank you to everybody listening to the What's Up Cindy B radio show. We will talk to you next time. Bye.